Hey guys, Chav here.
Hey guys, it's Saloni.
Hey, I'm Sarah.
Anirith here, and welcome to Offbeat Talks.
So today we have quite an interesting topic lined up, as you can see from the title. But basically, we're going to be discussing beauty standards in both men and women, how they arose, and the impact that they have, especially in today's society. But before we dive into it, I just want to know, like, have you guys seen or witnessed the impact of beauty standards in just culture and around you, like in everyday life?
Yeah, I have multiple times in multiple places, but especially on social media platforms such as Instagram and Snapchat and others. I think they promote an unhealthy view of your body, and for young people, it's like a toxic mirror through which they view themselves in a way other people want them to be.
Or like how men are expected to present themselves, you know. People want men to be 6 foot, tanned, well built. You have to have a sharp jawline, broad shoulders, big chest. And it's all just really exhausting to maintain.
Fortunately, I as an individual have never had the experience being targeted by stereotypical aunties as such, but I have witnessed such taunts, being excused as jokes sometimes, but it's tiring and enraging, and we'll obviously see more examples as we proceed.
For me, I remember going to like medical stores and seeing these beauty masks that are specially targeted, and it literally says this on the label, in quotes, Indian, dark Indian skin. And so it's really unfair, but considering the obsession with fairness in our Indian society today, I'm sure a lot of people have tried artificial means just to reach this unbelievable standard.
And there's like this standard put up where everyone, and especially women, they're expected to be fair. It's even though it's not their natural skin color, and it's really hard to attain. You know, we had like products like Fair and Lovely, which showed that, you know, being dark is bad. And if you apply our cream or whatever it was, I'm pretty sure cream, if you apply our cream, you're going to start looking fairer, which is not true. And, you know, people fell for it, and it was just a waste of money and time.
And the worst part is these companies like Fair and Lovely get these famous fair celebrities to endorse their products and star in commercials, and it makes no sense, especially because they're so influential in our culture and everybody wants to look like them.
Exactly, they have such a large impact on their audience, and they create this unreachable standard. And sometimes it even reaches heights where quote-unquote darker people aren't taken seriously when it comes to professional aspects and even marriage aspects, and are always discriminated against in these areas.
Come to think of it, what do you think this weird obsession with fairness comes from?
So I think this obsession stems from when British ruled or had control over India, and when they started to create barriers between the dark-skinned Indians and the light-skinned Indians. And we had the caste system in place already, but they basically emphasized it more, and racial discrimination happened even more, like especially people couldn't travel in trains, dark-skinned people, only like light-skinned people could like stay in first class, and darker-skinned people were servants and stuff like that. And that ideology is still very much present in our society today.
So have you guys had like any experience with this firsthand, or know anyone who has?
I have. Well, it's just basically my family, my grandma or like my father's aunts, all of them just like, they encourage me to be darker, and they don't like my tan skin, which I just ignore, but then that still happens. And it really affected me when I was younger, and I thought like being lighter is better.
That's really sad, and I've seen this with a lot of people, and this weird obsession with fairer skin is so ingrained in the minds of the people, and it really shows, because like in big things like Bollywood movies, the main characters mostly have fair skin. Meanwhile, if they're portraying a movie about the less privileged, the cast has like darker skin people. But I think it's completely absurd to assign personal and professional attributes to simply a color of skin.
Yep, you're correct.
Yeah, sometimes I do believe that India is a group of very like narrow-minded people, and racist to like, it's ingrained in us at this point because of how we were grown throughout the generations. So I mean, we can still see it happen to this day, even though we know it's like not okay, but it's gonna have a huge toll on the people that are targeted regardless, you know?
Yeah, and imagine it must be, you know, extremely hard for, especially at least once you're older, you get somewhat used to it. But for, you know, young children, because as a child, you don't discriminate as much. But it's once you start learning things like, you know, being fairer is better and stuff, that it starts creating somewhat of a toxic environment in school or at home or with your friends. You know, I know I've heard stories of where kids were teased because they were darker, or their teachers just didn't like them because they were darker. And it's not something that you want to, you know, grow up in, because it's just really bad for a person.
Yeah, and it's seen outside India too, and sometimes I find it ironic that people with lighter skin tones want their skin tone to be darker, like they always want to have a tan, and but people who are darker want to be lighter. So there's like this weird colorism standard.
I think along with fairness, in Bollywood and Hollywood, you know, in general, there's this body standard that needs to be attained, whether you're a hero or a heroine or like a star of a movie, and it's expected of you. A lot of the time they look for these if perfect figure kind of things, and if you don't match those, they, you know, they don't want you as an actor in their movie or something.
But I think it's getting a bit better now with more inclusivity, because like social media and people who are speaking up about having like dark skinned people and mixed ethnicities in movies and with mixed body types. So I think that's getting a bit better now, but it's still very toxic. And I also think like people have an ideal body standard, a beauty standard that consists of like a perfect like full lips, like fair skin, and being tall, and this absurd combination of attributes that society finds attractive.
And that's crazy, because firstly, the term attractive is subjective, and everyone's body is built differently, so we shouldn't normalize going to crazy lengths just to look like the media's portrayal of beauty.
Exactly, louder for the people at the back.
And it's also important to note that the ideal body is not constant. As you've seen, it changes throughout time. Right now we may be in this hourglass, six pack abs and figure eight, etc., but an era, but like every time period has its own definition of beauty, and it's influenced by variety of external features, like how we went from corsets to like, I don't know, you know, sorry. Love yourself.
So I think this hourglass figure is popularized more by the Kardashians and the Jenners and other celebrities who are prompting us to try and alter our bodies, and sometimes looking artificial using potentially dangerous methods. But for me personally, I don't think altering your body with cosmetic surgery is a bad thing. It's just hiding it and lying about it, because that's what is toxic.
No, but this just leads us back to the media and how it can have such an impact on people, like how you talked about Kardashians and other celebrities. and it makes people feel bad if their body doesn't look like someone else's. But the truth is, like, people have different stages in life and just different circumstances and priorities, and comparing people like that doesn't really make sense.
And this normalization and expectation leads to large dangers, especially in the younger, more gender vulnerable population, like kids, you know. People become obsessed with vanity and do whatever they can to attain this certain type of body, even if it's like dangerous, and it could lead to multiple health conditions or illnesses like eating disorders and mental health issues.
So I think this toxic mentality is ingrained into the minds of the public, and especially the younger generation. So have you guys had an experience with this, and has it taken a toll on your mental health?
Well, it's been a long time, but when I was maybe like in second or third grade, and when I was younger, I didn't really know that there was this kind of segregation, because growing up, like, I was always treated like a normal child. But especially when you're exposed to public environments like school, sometimes kids can be really mean because they're like blunt, but I don't blame them because it's not their fault. It's just what they've been taught, and it's just what's expected from society. So a lot of kids teased me and stuff, and at that point I used to feel really bad about it because I hadn't experienced anything like that before, and I was so vulnerable then. So like, I used to cry after school and I used to feel really sad about it. But I think that creating this segregation from like the beginning, from when you're a child, like, it has such a big toll on people who don't look like the standard.
Okay, I'll be honest, okay? These kind of things don't affect me as much. Mostly because I don't care, or that I have a God complex of some sort, okay? I don't know. But I certainly have experienced it. And it's not like an outward peer pressure kind of thing in my case. It's me striving for such perfection because of looking at others. It's what we discussed before, but yeah, I have strived to make changes, but I created some boundaries so I wouldn't like sink into you know, like an unhealthy obsession with the perfect body of some sort.
So when I really think about this and watch Sarah and Saloni talked about, and when I think of Saloni's story and how children were also very aware about this body image and discriminating against their own friends and peers, it's something that their parents or like people around them have taught them, and how you also need to have a particular body type, and children so young are also insecure about themselves. Like, I was never, but it just breaks my heart to witness this or listen to stories like this.
Yeah, they don't really understand that there are so many reasons that could be tied to the way that you look the way you do. But a lot of the times this mentality makes people think about what will people say, especially. So it's like attaching this numerical value to your wealth as a person and your value as a person, which I think is crazy.
Yeah, I think when we talk about beauty standards, we don't really take into account men's beauty standards too, and a lot of females and women unknowingly discriminate against them too. Like, women talk about how they want a guy who's like 6 feet or more, or like guys like who have, I don't know, are built or like beefy or like who are lean. It just, we are also imposing stereotypes on them which we ourselves don't like, and I think this double standard doesn't really work well, and it's really not talked about much in, and we only pay heed to or like focus on the female beauty standard. So we should talk more about this.
Yeah, and I also think along with the beauty standard, there's like a whole behavioral and just like a way a grooming stereotype, I guess. So there's like, especially it starts from school, like Anirudh mentioned, and there's a lot of parts where, for example, like men have to keep their hair short, or they can't wear traditionally female garments or things like that. And I think that's kind of a weird, and especially there's this huge toxic masculinity issue that's kind of endorsed by the media as well, and in just the way that the community talks about men.
I know, you know what, I just want to mention Harry Styles here and like his Vogue cover, because that was really, really great. Plus like men in earrings and like rings, it's so cool. I don't know why people don't like it and why people think that's not manly enough. It's great. Okay.
Yeah, the media especially discriminates, you know, like media and the public, you know, if you're seen wearing the color pink, for example, you're like, are you gay or are you a girl? Or like if men are seen wearing earrings, or if they've worn makeup or something, or, you know, even nail painting, you know, they ask if they think you're gay or something, which is just not true. Sometimes it's just what, you know, what people want to do. We're allowed to do anything we want. Boys can play princesses and girls can be knights in this world. It doesn't matter.
And well, this brings us to our final topic of the episode, and probably the reason why many of these things occur, especially for me, the impact of social media.
Geez, it's a loaded topic. I don't even know where to start. Because it's like credited with these like huge scandals and everything, right?
I guess we could start with the effect of influencers and celebrities. And I, for one, know, like, from being on Instagram and stuff, that there have been lots of issues with celebrities normalizing body standards, and in fact, encouraging people to go to such lengths to alter their natural features.
So, honestly, there have been many instances of cultural appropriation and body shaming, but the one I remember clearly, and it's pretty recent actually, was the whole Khloe Kardashian scandal that happened, and that was like a lot.
She was one of the many people advertising the weight loss shakes or something that caused the huge backlash, because people were so over diet culture and the like weight loss products that barely worked, and normalized having your value based off of a number, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people also rightly called her out for that, because it encourages and promotes diet culture, and it kind of shows that it's an eating disorder culture, especially where like this weird obsession with reaching that body standard and going to these lengths, and a lot of these times these methods don't even work, like we saw with Fair and Lovely and stuff.
Yeah, this is just one of like the many examples of influential celebrities taking advantage of their platform and of naive people and causing harm to just thousands of people for some easy money.
So this is just one of many examples of how influential celebrities take advantage of their platform and cause harm to thousands of people because of money and like paid advertisements on social media. Also, it's like impossible to talk about the Kardashians' impact without mentioning the plastic surgery, and it's pretty controversial. But personally, I think that cosmetic surgery is fine, because it's your choice with what you want to do with your body. And if you're feeling insecure about something, like, you can go ahead and get surgery, that's fine. But what's wrong is lying about it and like claiming that you didn't get anything done, which just basically causes a negative body image for like many people, and many people compare themselves to you and how perfect you are and how imperfect they are. So I don't think that works. Just coming clean about you getting something done because you were simply insecure, I think that's completely fine.
Yeah, I agree, but there's always the other side. For me, personally, this is just my opinion. And sometimes when people like normalize cosmetic surgery so much just to reach like the standard, they lie about it too, and it can cause like younger audiences, especially in recent years, the number of teenagers and younger people wanting are have increased or people who want to have surgery and they don't know the risks, but like it's this like obsession with just reaching this standard. And sometimes I think that if we normalize the culture of doing this so much, then it does have an impact on people, and it kind of shows them that it's normal to just alter yourself to reach this standard. But I do agree with what Chav said about if you want to, you can, but just know that your actions, especially if you're influential, always have consequences.
Yeah, it just goes to show that there's a really large difference between social media and how people are in real life, although many people tend to confuse them.
Like people compare their behind the scenes to people's highlights of life, and which is not really healthy. So I guess the bottom line of it all is the concept that beauty is subjective, and what may be attractive to someone may not be attractive to another person. So creating this generalized expectation of beauty isn't really right.
Yeah, perfection is an illusion, and you should accept your body for what it is as long as you're healthy, and make sure you understand that there's a big difference between photos and on social media and in reality. So love yourself, okay? Aggressively, love yourself.
And at the end of the day, what is social media if not like a highlight reel of people's best moments in life? So what's the point of comparing your worst to someone's best?
Yeah. I just want to conclude this with like a very cheesy quote that did end up being right after all, which is beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. So just don't worry too much about what society thinks and says, and you just do what you love and do what you want to do. It's your body, it's your choice.
Well, as usual, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow our Instagram. That's @offbeat_talks. Or we post a lot of stuff and stories on there, so so you can just like follow us on there and be up to date on what's happening. We also have a coup, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, it's QOOH, in the link in our bio, so you can ask us any anonymous question or comment anonymously if you want.
And also be sure to check us out like wherever you listen to podcasts. We're basically everywhere, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Breaker, and Overcast. So basically wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jeez, Saloni.
That's like a lot.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and see you next week. Bye.
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 I'm adorable. It's fine.